you're told in this mentality is that you have to be, you have to adopt this mentality of it's kill or be killed, right? So here I am in prison, and you know, the first thing I'm like, man, I'm not gonna be taken advantage of, right? You're thinking about these things that you see on TV that I saw for 17 years of my life on TV. Like, I'm not going to be taken advantage of. I'm not going to be beat up. I'm not going to be a punk. Now, you're not going to have me washing your drawers. You're not going to have me washing your clothes. So that mentality, especially coming in as a teenager, you know, is where we think we're invincible.
Is that shit real?
Yeah, it's real.
Pardon me, I must say, I'm kind of like a big deal.
Lights, cameras, action.
Welcome to Lights Out, sponsored by Be Clear Water.
You all know and love our premier alkaline water that's wrapped in sustainable packaging. Well, welcome the new kids on the block. Our watermelon mint and elderberry lemonade are packed with vitamins. It's great tasting and refreshing without the artificial flavors and colors. Life's confusing enough. Let's be clear.
Be Clear Water is packaged in infinitely recyclable aluminum, helping us to reduce pollution on land and sea, creating access to clean drinking water. With a tree being planted in one of six countries for every case of Be Clear Water sold. Be Clear Water is veteran-owned, nurse-owned, and most importantly, family-owned. Pardon Me and Lights Out are proud to partner with Be Clear Water as our official hydration sponsor. Be Clear Water, water directly from the heavens.
Hydrate yourself.
No doubt. Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome to Lights Out, where we talk about all things incarcerated lifestyle. You got your favorite former inmate number 305178 coming to you here. And I got the homie over there, the teacher, Cam Beats, representing as well. What's going on with you, Cam Beats?
Life is good. Life is good. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. No doubt. Life is always good, man. Life is always good here on Lights Out. And we're happy that you joined us for this conversation. Our goal in these conversations, this is a spinoff of the Pardon Me podcast. Please join Pardon Me podcast on YouTube. Get caught up on season one, our six episodes on there. But here on Lights Out are the short little vignettes, just having a conversation about the incarcerated lifestyle. Many people have questions about what it's like to be in prison. They have curiosity. So we're hoping to address those curiosities in these short, brief moments here with Lights Out. Mm-hmm. So without further ado, man, I'm going to throw it over to the homie Cam Beast. Man, what question you got for me today to ask?
So one of my fears, because I'm a normal cat and going into prison, recognizing that I'm a normal cat, do I have to actually embark some type of like inner testosteronian kind of shit to actually become like this dude? I'm not. Do I have to act tough when I'm in prison, or can I be a normal cat and just live life like a normal dude?
Man, you know, there's a lot of ways to answer that question. I think the first thing, I'm going to share my own personal experience of what I did, right? So when I went in at 17, I was like 135 pounds soaking wet, right? Now I'm 250 right now.
I've never
right?
been so, 135 pounds.
Yeah.
Never in my fucking life. Like, I was in like sixth grade. I was probably 135 pounds. I was a fat kid.
Well, you know, us little skinny kids, man, you know, it's tough, man. It's hard being that small. But you know, as a little dude, man, you know, the mentality, right? So I did almost, so I ended up in the county jail. So we got arrested in May. I was in juvenile for 2 months. When I hit 18 in July, I went to the county jail. I was in the county jail from July until January when I ended up going to Dodge Correctional. So in those basically, what, 5-6 months.
You were incarcerated as an adult at 17?
Yeah, I was arrested at 17, but I was in juvenile. But then when I turned 18, I was waived into adult court.
Gotcha. Okay, go ahead.
So those 6 or so months that I spent in juvenile and in the county jail, right, the conversations were always around, like, how you had to be, right, what you have to be when you go upstate or go up north, as they call it. Here in Wisconsin, it's called going up north. And even in county jail, right, you still had to have this sense of toughness, right? What's crazy is everybody's in jail for committing a crime. So you either got to be dumb, you got to be tough or stupid. One or the other caused you to come to jail, right? And I definitely wasn't tough, so I was pretty stupid to put myself in that situation. But you're told in this mentality is that you have to be, you have to adopt this mentality of it's kill or be killed, right? Mm-hmm. At least that's what I felt. So here I am in prison. And, you know, the first thing I'm like, man, I'm not going to be taken advantage of, right? You're thinking about these things that you see on TV that I saw for 17 years of my life on TV. Like, I'm not going to be taken advantage of. I'm not going to be beat up. I'm not going to be a punk. Now, you're not going to have me washing your drawers. You're not going to have me washing your clothes, right? So that mentality, especially coming in as a teenager, you know, is where we shit, think we're that, invincible.
Is that shit real?
Yeah, it's real. Draw, it's real.
The draws watching.
Yeah, yeah, it's real. Okay. It's real. All you know.
Right. When, continue.
Yeah, you know, and they want to, you know, the idea you have some of the dudes that's in there, right? They want to exert their power, yeah. And they're like, yeah, you ain't gonna do nothing. You gonna do this, right?
So watch my draws.
Yeah, you know. So it's one of those crazy situations. Once again, man, you either tough or stupid. That's why you're in prison, right?
Right.
So it's you one or the other. So you know, for me, adopting that mentality, because I felt like I wasn't going to be taken advantage of, or I wasn't going to be like this mentality of what I saw. So here I am walking around with a meme mug on my face all the time. The crazy thing is, like,
practicing looking hard.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I look in my mirror, practice looking hard. You know, that was me. But what was crazy is, no matter how hard I tried to look hard or mad, like, it just didn't work, because that just wasn't in my spirit, right? That's not who I was. But you had to, you had to adopt this air of, like, don't bother me. But for me, I adopted that. But I also broke it all the time, right? Because I was cool. Like, I'm the same way I am now. Fun, loving, conversational, like, want to laugh, you know, want to joke around. But when you're in that mode of, like, this tough mode, you can't do any of that, right? Ain't nothing funny, right? The funniest joke in the world ain't funny to you. You're like, yeah, it ain't funny to me because I'm tough. And you're not going to make me show my emotions. And I think that's what it boils down to is, in prison, you are trained, whether formally or informally, to never show emotion, right? No matter what it is, you don't cry, you don't laugh, you don't show those emotions, right? You just, you're even keel at all times. But for me, that was tough, because I found my way laughing. I wanted to joke around, and I was a kid when I went to prison. But to answer your question, do you have to, you know, kind of like practice looking hard, or do you have to always act tough? I think that's a mentality, that's something that's built in, that is part of the culture. But in reality, no, you don't. You do have to stand your ground and stand up for yourself, though, because you'll have people who will, you know, they thinking, I got to prove myself on the yard. I got to prove that I'm tougher than you. I always used to look at people and be like, man, why would you prove that with me? I'm one of the littlest dudes here. Like, what is that going to get you? Picking me up and throwing me or beating me up, what's that gonna prove, right? Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, ain't gonna prove nothing. So, you know, once again, I say I like to joke around, right? That's how I say it. Like, man, you picking a fight with me for what? Mm-hmm. Like, there's no win here, right? I always think back to one of the situations, man. It was a cat. I was in Columbia Correctional, or Portage is called. And man, this dude was gonna shank me because I got in brand new underwear and socks sent in from my mother, right? She sent me in some clothes. Because this cat didn't get or couldn't get underwear and socks. He had
you
to wear
the, better than me because you got the drawers.
Right. He had to wear the state issued. Dog pulled out a shank in the gym and was going to shank me if I didn't give him my drawers and socks. I was like, bro, are you serious? You going to kill me for some socks and drawers? Like, how, like when I said tough or stupid, right? Some people really stupid. So I'm like, look, man, you can just have the drawers and socks. I'll just get some more. Like, I don't understand this whole concept of, like, you wanted to shank me over some drawers and socks. But that's the mentality, right? Man, I'm trying to think of the word. I'm trying to think of what it is. It's this ideology that only the strong survive, right? So somebody's going to try to be the strongest at all times.
But so what happened after you gave them to them?
Man, dude didn't do nothing. He ain't say nothing. He moved on, went about his business.
That was it?
No, that was it.
Okay.
Like, at that point, it was like, whatever, dude. You about to shank me over some drawers and socks? Cool, bro.
Is that serious?
Yeah, it ain't never that serious. These $13 drawers and some $9 socks.
That was probably bigger than you and couldn't fit the drawers in the first place.
You are correct. Dude was like 6'4", like 200-some pounds. I was 5'8". In like 140 pounds. Like, bro, you can't even fit these.
Some speedos.
But yeah, you know, that's the thing, man. It's
pause.
I don't know if it's necessarily about being tough, but it really is much more about
I pause it.
Oh, the pause didn't work, huh? Yeah. What can you do? What can you do? But it's like I said, it is much less about being tough, and it's more about just having a persona of like, you know, nobody better mess with me, or you know, I'm not the one to be messed with. But it's tough, man. Like, it was tough for me because that's just not who I am. That's never been who I am, and that's never who I was. But yeah, I did have to deal with folks that try me and want to fight me. Like I said, do want to shank me for some draws and socks. But
reason 999 why I am not built for the prison life. I'm just not built for it. Like, I like my draws, like my freedom.
Hey man, most importantly, you like to be able to show emotions, man. And I think that's probably one of the toughest things. You can't show those emotions in there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you looked at as weak.
So to answer the question, you have to be very specific on when you do show your emotion, when you don't. And mostly it's more so a response to other niggas we're supposed to.
Yeah, yeah. You're showing your response of emotion. Your emotion is in response to what somebody else has done or said to you. Or you're dealing with your own emotions, like in your cell when you're by yourself, or with your homies, right? When you with your people that you're real cool with, people that's there to support you.
They're not going
to
use it again.
Yeah, you can't be vulnerable. I think that's the key word, right? You can't show emotion while you're in prison, otherwise you're viewed as vulnerable, which is crazy. But that is built in us to not show emotion, otherwise we're viewed as vulnerable. I still live with that to this day, man. That's just something that's been ingrained in me because I went in at such an early age.
So appreciate that, because
you ain't even got no answer for it.
This is all a learning experience for me because I've never experienced it, and I don't know what the answer is going to be after we ask the questions. But I appreciate your candor, and I appreciate the vulnerability that you share, exposing us to the life that we probably all have not lived.
Yo, Cam Beats, Lights Out. The Lights Out podcast is part of the Pardon Me brand. Please visit pardonme22.com for more information.